Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
Never too early to be thinking about the holiday season, and the city of Milwaukee still needs a tree. Indeed, the holidays aren't too far away. The city of Milwaukee's Department of Public Works is extending its search for the perfect tree to serve as the 2024 city Christmas tree. The city of Milwaukee tree, in partnership with the Bucks, has been displayed in Deer District just outside Fiserv Forum for the last couple of years. DPW is accepting nominations, and interested residents and property owners are asked to check their yards for a tree to donate to this wonderful tradition. Eligible trees must be located in the city of Milwaukee. The ideal tree, just in case you're looking out at your yard or your neighbor's yard, must stand at least 30 feet tall, must be accessible for harvest with a crane, meaning no overhead wires present to interfere with the process. The tree candidates are judged on size, shape, uniformity, density, and color. Residents who wish to have their tree considered, really easy. Just call the city of Milwaukee, 414-286-CITY. They need their tree. They want to find out what tree it should be by Friday, October 11th. Speaking of trees, I did a little research over the weekend. Artificial trees, $5.99 you're looking at for the best, highly rated, highest rated tree on the market. $5.99, but it does kind of come all LED light lit already, so I don't know. I mean, if you're looking for, all right, I'm going artificial this year, you're probably looking at $400-$600. All right, next up, venture capital going Harris? Well, possibly. Venture capitalist Ben Horowitz over the weekend said he and his wife plan to make a significant donation to the presidential campaign of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, just 3 months after supporting Harris's rival, former President Donald Trump. In a memo to his staff at the firm Andreessen Horowitz, this according to Bloomberg News, Horowitz emphasized the personal nature of the donation, saying that he and his wife Felicia have known Harris for years, and she has been, quote, a great friend to both of us. Horowitz and his partner, Mark Andreessen, in July said they were backing Trump, shocking many in the technology world in Silicon Valley, which has traditionally leaned Democratic. The True said that they preferred Trump's policies on issues such as crypto, and something the Biden administration hasn't really been open to. The donation is intended to support Harris and her campaign, but stopped short of endorsing her policies. Obviously, the jockeying around tech and policy will be intense this month, for sure. We saw Elon Musk with Trump over the weekend. But you got to think, you know, do investors and do consumers really care which companies or which VC firms endorse which candidates? I don't know.